Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and if my voice holds up, I am welcoming you. Oh my goodness, it's getting worse. Anyway, to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with family and friends around the country, around the world, and if they can put up with Aunt Martha's voice today. At any rate, we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Best way to pick up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook as well. All right, it's starting to clear out a little bit here, I hope. Anyway, I'm not as bad as I sound. I just wore out my voice. You know, last week, you know, my voice was flaky because I had done something really stupid. And, you know, I do have seasonal allergies and all of that. And I was doing so well and was in such great balance. And I do my homeopathy and all of that, that I really wasn't thinking about allergies and all of that, you know, because I was doing so well. And then, you know, the sun came out and it rained and the grass started to grow and I was really busy and I had to get out there and cut the grass and mow and blow and all of that. And it just didn't occur to me that it's the middle of cottonwood storming. And of course, I have lots of cottonwood out here in the woods, and I get berms, and it truly does look like, you know, we've had a foot of snow in the middle of that cottonwood, and that's what was going on. And so I'm out there happy as a clam, because I love to mow and ride, you know, and blah, blah, and I'm out there chanting and singing and going through clouds and clouds and clouds of cottonwood. And it never occurred to me to put on a darn mask, Martha. Well, after this episode, I may never mow again without a mask. Anyway, I learned my lesson, but it's taken a while to work through my system, and I was doing really well, and I finally was able to start doing sessions again, and I did one yesterday, and it ended up being a long session, a great session, and I had a voice from the session, but I wore out my voice. So here I am. Like I said, I sound a lot worse than I am because I'm not sick. That's just allergies and working this stuff out. And hopefully if I just, you know, talk a little bit here and it'll clear up as the day goes. But at any rate, maybe I'll by osmosis and the surrogate healing stuff. It is our healing show today. And maybe Linda and Nels need to work on me. But anyway... it is the second Sunday of June, and that means it's our healing show. So it is BEST, Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday with Animal World. And almost the whole family is here. Production engineer Nathan Miller is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. It's going to be saying this a lot in the near future, but nice to be back.
Well, yeah, because you were not with us last week. We had David Brown because you were off Bigfooting at the Mariners game. And we'll get to that because did you not wash your jersey? I thought you said that's what gave them the good. Anyway.
For the games that I attend.
Yeah, I think there's a problem.
Something else is going on. Town. It's kind of weird there.
Well, anyway,
other people need to
that,
wash their jerseys too, not just me.
All right, so Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, and Linda Rasmussen, Nels' sister, is also here. Good morning, Dr. Nels. Good morning,
hey,
Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The only one that's missing is of course, our call screener, Stacy. And if you're under a rock somewhere not paying attention, we're starting a heat wave today. And the sun is out and beautiful, and so guess what Stacy's doing? She's golfing, taking advantage of the nice weather. But we did get an update from her this morning, and she's actually doing very well. And her Frenchie's tank and bags are doing well, and it was their birthday month. And apparently, Tank turned 12, and Bags turned 7. So that blows me away that he's 7 years old, because Stacy had been call screening for us for quite a while before she got Tank. So that means, gosh, we got to be approaching 10 years with Stacy being here. That's amazing. Time is flying. And I finally counted up the years, Nathan. It's like I had to look at the calendar, look back for some reason. Anyway, we are just this last month beginning my 31st year on the radio. So we've actually done 30 whole years.
You've been on the radio as long as I've been on the earth.
Oh, God.
Okay. That's great.
That's a scary thought, isn't it? But yeah.
Depends on which end of the spectrum you're looking at it from.
Kind of puts it in perspective, doesn't it? That's a heck of a long time.
It is.
Anyway, so we're in year 31 here, and I was also chuckling about it because for 18 of those years, I never missed a show. So that means for 18 years, I never went anywhere for less than a week at a time, unless the show was, the only shows that were missed were shows that were preempted. Like in Como days, if they were doing the hydros, you know, on Seafair, then we'd get, you know, preempted on that Sunday sort of thing. So every once in a while there was a preempted show. But other than that, I never missed a show.
And nothing and that for means like feeling under the weather or anything like that?
Right, yeah.
That's
no
why
reruns.
You're here right now with your voice all hoarse.
No reruns. No reruns.
I was getting ready to use that button.
No encores. I guess that he's accusing me of being a horse today, huh? Horse in the voice. Well, I can feel things starting to move, so I think it's going to clear up as the morning goes on. Gosh, it is. We'll wish Stacy a wonderful golf day on the course, but we don't have to work on her dogs or anything, because apparently Nels, the last time you worked on them, has kept them in balance, and they've been boarded and all that stuff, and no problems, and she says they're doing great. So
all right, well, that's just so excellent. I'm so thrilled, and Bags is such a joy every time I get to work on him and to find out what little quirky things are going on and what just got better. It's awesome.
Yep, really is. And so today, you know, that this is what we focus on is the healing. And your job out there in Radio Land is to call in, and then you get free remote treatments from Dr. Nels and Linda, and pretty much Dr. Nels works on mostly animals, but some humans, and Linda works on all the human animals. So the way it works when you call in is that we have Nels tune in to the animal side and what's going on with the dog or the cat or whatever someone's coming in about, because this neuroenergetic balancing, the best therapy works with anything. All animals, all, you know, humans, animals, doesn't matter. They can help. And so Nels will tune in on the animals, and then once he's working on the animals, then we usually turn the human over to Linda, and Linda does a session with the human, and that tends to be quite helpful, because, you know, we and our animals are so connected, and our animals do pick up and process what's going on with us humans. And if there's something going on with your animal friends, we're usually somehow connected, at least on an emotional level and so forth. So it works out well to balance everybody.
Yeah, and you might think of your pets as little mirrors for yourself. If they've got weirdness going on, you might have a little weirdness in your field too.
All right. Well, why don't we definitely have to officially start the show, but that involves me doing the prayers and affirmations. So I'm thinking for a moment here, why don't we let my voice rest? And Dr. Nelson, Linda, since we don't usually start this way, tell us a little bit about BEST and neuroenergetic balancing, and what is this all about, and why should people call in for treatments today?
Okay, well, let's let Linda handle talking about BEST, because that's the foundation of my work, too, in the neuroenergetic balancing. So go ahead, Linda.
So this is energy work, and BEST, bioenergetic synchronization technique, is a way to release anything that's getting in the way of the normal functioning of the body in order to find that balance, which in this particular thing means, first of all, that our brain, left and right brains, are both working equally together. And when the brain is working that way, then the rest of the body gets into the same set of instructions about balance. And what that can do for us is really to harness the power of the body's ability to heal. Because people say, well, if the body's, designed to heal, how come it doesn't? Because there's something in the way. And that's what we're doing, is we're finding these old fight or flight patterns, which Nels will talk more about when he's talking about the four-leggeds. These fight or flight patterns are what we're releasing from the neuroenergetic system in order to allow the body to get back to what it already knows how to do.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. And so to carry that on a little further with the work that I do with the animals, and I've dubbed the neuroenergetic balancing because it balances both the nerve and energy systems. And because Dr. Mortar, who developed BEST, once told me that if he had it over to name his technique, he would have called it neuroenergetic balancing. I thought, well, I guess it's not taken. I'll use that. So anyway, the...
a good point to make right here, I think, yeah. Dr. Nels, is that sometimes when people hear about energetic medicine and energetic work, it kind of smacks of woo-woo stuff. People don't really understand it because there's... With energy, there's no issue with distance. So you can work, you can do neuroenergetic balancing in person on a person or an animal, but you can do it remotely. But the point I was going to bring up is that this is a technique that one can learn. So we could all go to school and become best practitioners to learn how to do it. And then you also, Nels, though, are teaching your version of the neuroenergetic balancing and what we call the Rasmussen reset these days. And I'm constantly explaining to my clients now, because, as a dog trainer, I used to, I always say, well, dogs generalize, assume, and flashback. And if it happened this way once, it's always going to happen this way again. Well, Dr. Nels, you helped me understand that better in what's really going on, in that if where the dog is traumatized at some point, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight flight mechanism. That's what you're talking about. And so what is it that you do, and how does it make such a huge, wonderful difference?
Yeah, well, there are two sides to it, the neuro side and the energetic side. And yes, the energy side is really pretty simple. If you read any Deepak Chopra or some things about quantum healing, you'll find that time and space don't really get in the way of doing energy work. So I work with people all over the world. And with the advent of video calls, it's just so amazing because I can guide people to touch the animal the way that I would and bring in the neuro part, the balancing of the nerve system. And it's like having me come right to your house. So it's pretty great. Resetting the fight or flight system, so important, because fight or flight is a priority one activity in our nerve systems. basically, when that gets engaged, everything else has to take a back seat because we're talking about saving a life here, and it's your life. So when your system goes into fight or flight, human or animal, it actually turns down brain functions as far as thought processes. And so you're running a little bit on some autopilot, and it's all about survival in the moment based on the inputs that are coming at you thick and fast, depending on what's going on. And every response has to be perfect for your survival. So it's a very dominant pattern, energy-wise and nerve system-wise. It just takes over the system, and it becomes a very rigid pattern as well. So all the normal free-flowing energy fluctuations that happen in a body when it's not in fight or flight aren't happening anymore. It's following rigid patterns that have to do with surviving an incident. And if the stress is sufficient enough, it will get the body and the nerve system and the energy system. It'll be all stuck in this fight or flight response, and it won't be able to go back to the normal resting, digesting, healing, all of the things that we do when we're not in fight or flight. So that's why it's so important. That's why I teach the Rasmussen Reset, which works to help reset that fight or flight system. And then, of course, there's a lot of other things that happen in a full session that I do, but shutting off that priority one system so the body can get back to normal function really is the big thing.
Yeah, and I know I've got some folks calling in, you know, today that specifically for this reason. And it's quite interesting that, you know, because I've been, you know, I'm a behavior therapist and dog trainer and been working with people privately, you know, for decades and decades and decades. I mean, I spent almost 20 years teaching classes and training dogs, but I started working with people privately in the 1980s. So when I say decades, I really literally mean decades. But I don't know what you're seeing these days, Nels, with animals. And I'm not sure, Linda, what you're seeing with humans. But from my perspective and the cases that I'm seeing, now, granted, I have like more experience than almost anybody else in what I do here in our area, except for the, you know, few people that are still working in the business that I started with way back when. But I am seeing the most bizarre cases and the strangest combination of behavior and quirks and stuff. I mean, and tweaks on things that I've never seen before. And it seems, I think, Dr. Nels, to all relate to this flight, fight mechanism and stuff. And I know I teach what I call the human to animal transference, you know, and go figure, you guys, how good is this? I'm trying to let them talk. And what am I doing? Talking all the time. But anyway, so you guys just might have to slap me around, tell me stuff a sock in it. I think it's all, I teach the human to animal transference, where our animals pick up, process, and reflect back what's going on with their humans. Well, and I teach that wild animals, wildlife, tend to process and reflect the energy of the mass consciousness around them. But the domestic animals process their people's stuff. And I think that that has to be kind of what's going on here. Because, you know, there's so much turmoil going on in the country, around the world. And I think there's so much uncertainty, especially around us here in this country right now, that I think people are kind of losing it and having a hard time. And so I think that's reflecting in our animals. Are you seeing that, Dr. Nels, in the cases you're working on?
Well, you know, I've always, since I started doing this work, I've always been working with, you might say, the worst of the worst, the ones that have already been through the veterinary process. And for whatever reason, it hasn't helped that animal. And usually it's because, unfortunately, they don't have a good way to reset the fight or flight system as right. Sort of the foundational element. So I think that's probably why I end up a certain percentage of these animals that they're unable to help. And as far as the mass consciousness thing, Yeah, we're all influenced by the energies all around us all the time. And you know, there's not much we can do about it, but uncertainty is one of those things that can set off a fight or flight system. If you have a mass uncertainty and people just don't know what's going to happen next, or they feel like they don't know, you know, if they're going to get their Social Security check or whatever.
Exactly. You know, there you
all
go.
All of those kind of things, that definitely sets up anxiety and fight or flight in a whole lot of people. And if a whole lot of people are in that mode, yes, the energy around them is the same way. And I totally would understand why the animal world all over the place would be destabilized by that.
Yep. And you just said one thing that I'm going to disagree with. Well, you're going to like the fact that I disagree with this. So I'll tell you why. Because you said, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do about that. But I'm going to tell you that there is a whole lot you can do about that. And that's what we're doing here today. Okay? Because, see, Dr. Nels knows this Rasmussen reset. He's, you know, come up with this to reset our animal friends and their nervous systems. Well, he also has a system for us humans to reset ourselves. And he's teaching this stuff for free in his private membership group that you can join for just $10 for a lifetime. So anyway, as we go on today, we will be one of the perks of being a member of Dr. Nell's private group is that he sends out a newsletter once a month with great information and an affirmation for the month, and always comes out the first Sunday. That was last week. So we'll go over the newsletter. But I also know, because I've checked out the newsletter, that you've got a class this week where you're going to be teaching the Rasmussen reset, to how to reset your animal friends. And I know you teach one related to how us humans can reset ourselves. So it's just a really good time for everybody out there listening. If you aren't a member of Dr. Nell's group already, if you don't have animals, you don't necessarily need to learn the reset. But you certainly want to take the class and learn how to reset yourself and keep yourself in balance. Because that's the best thing I think you could do right now.
Yeah, because in that newsletter, there's, you know, like Martha was saying, the affirmation of the month, that column has some really good things for how do we get ourselves back to our center. And so, you know, and able to function in a world that's pretty chaotic sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's I think the newsletter is extremely valuable because it does inform you about the workshops and it has good things you can use every day in your own life.
Yeah, absolutely. And so at some point today, we will go over the newsletter. But the focus today, of course, are your phone calls. So we'll be opening up phone lines soon. And it's time we need to take care of advertisers. So we'll do that and rest my voice for a moment. And then hopefully when we come back, I'll have enough of a voice that we can officially start the show, do our prayers and affirmations, and then we'll be free to chat with you guys. And if any of you want to get in line and be ready for when we're ready to go to the first phone call, you'll have to wait a little bit because we've got to do the prayers and affirmations and take care of advertisers. But just so you have it, local number 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. So everybody, stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers and we'll come back and hopefully officially start the show. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. I wore out my voice yesterday, did a long session and talked for hours and hours, and I apologize, but I'm still working. The cottonwood is still making its way out of my system. I'm actually fine, and my sinuses are clear, my chest is clear. It's just my throat. So we'll have to put up with my voice. Now, we did hear from Dr. Nels and his healingministryforanimals.com. Now, normally I would say a few things about Dr. Nels and how to contact him. But Dr. Nels, why don't you say a few things about yourself, tell people how to contact you, and you have a new phone number that, you know, not everybody's aware of. So can you give us the lowdown?
Sure. So if you're wanting to join my association so you can get that newsletter and find out about my workshops, go to healingministryforanimals.com, and there's a button near the top of the page says quick response. Click that and just say, hey, I want to join your group and get the newsletter and check out the workshop. So that's a great way to get started. If you do have a problem with an animal, you do the same thing. Just click quick response and let me know what's going on, and I'll be getting back to you. And my phone number, I'm over here in Idaho now, so I have a new phone number. It's 208-451-6003.
Yep, 208-451-6003. Fantastic. And Dr. Nels always does a free telephone evaluation like I do, okay? So you can go to his website, click on that contact link, say, I want to talk, and he'll arrange a phone call so he can chat with you about your animals and yourselves and all of that sort of thing. All righty then. I think it's now or never. Let's officially start the show. And gosh, maybe if we do some prayers and affirmations, bring in some higher energy, it'll clear up my throat. Alrighty, so if you haven't been here when I start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I start with a couple little Saint Francis prayers, one for us human animals and one for our animal friends. And then we have a pile of affirmations contributed by our Animal World family and chosen for their life-altering properties. So here we go. Oh, and I tell you, participating with me in this part of the show is optional. So you can say the prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. It's not like dancing and getting on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out. All righty, so I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. That's our prayer section. And now we move on to the affirmations. And like I said, all of them have wonderful, positive, life-altering energy with them. And this one comes from my spiritual family. Changed my life. Best way to use it is all of these I say out loud three times. And that's because when you use them at home, say them three times each time you do them. Here we go. First affirmation, three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two comes from Linda Rasmussen. And you'll find out that when she works on one of you human animals here on the radio, she gives an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this one came from, and everybody started doing it, and then I did, and it changed our lives, so we share it with you. Now, and when I say abundance in the affirmation, imagine in your mind as you're saying it with me the type of abundance you want to attract into your life right now. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, and now this next one comes from my spiritual family, the Italian Ananda Division, and affirmation I used to stay in balance, to go out in the world and all of that stuff. Didn't protect me from the cottonwood, but oh well, that was right or error on my part, I think. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Alrighty then. Next affirmation comes from next week's guest. That's Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is the one that we use to keep us in balance with all these crazy energies these days that we're dealing with. And boy, we can sure use it. So I do this one for my animals as well. All right, here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, now the last longer affirmation we have to conclude the group here is the Ananda Institute Warriors of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this. So we're going to send this light, all, you know, God's light around the country, around the world. It's needed everywhere right now. So let's send it everywhere. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with a love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And then now to conclude this whole ritual and wrap it up. It's Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. And this kind of seats it in and sets it. So join me, cross your hands over your chest and your heart and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, all righty. Okay, we are all spiritualized up. And so we can open phone lines and you can call in any time. We would love to chat with you about yourself or your animal friends. And Dr. Nels and Linda are free on the air. And all you got to do is give us a call and we would be delighted to work with you. Now, let's go back and start over here. I got beautiful, sunny blue sky, and it looks like Nathan down in Bellevue, you got beautiful, sunny sky. I know that I got an alert on, I don't know, I think it might have been Alexa that alerted me last night, but a heat advisory is going on around here, and I know it's in my area because I got the alert, but it starts at, in 25 minutes, 10 a.m. today. to 10 p.m. tomorrow night, I believe, is the heat advisory. So, Nathan, what can you tell us about what's going on with the weather?
Well, what I can say is I do not see a single cloud in sight. I just looked all the way south and all the way north, and nothing to be seen. And that heat advisory is also in effect for me as well going into the evening on Monday. Now, it's not going to be super duper hot out there, but it is going to be a jump above what we are right now. We've been seeing temperatures around the mid to lower 70s, the upper 60s even. But for the next couple days, today and tomorrow, we're going to be in the mid 80s. But once we get to Wednesday, that jumps back down to the mid 70s and finishing off the week in the upper 60s. And every day of the week will be mostly sunny skies ahead of us. So once we get over that hump day, then it should be very pleasant out there.
Yeah, and so now I'm sure I'm assuming Linda, you've got blue sky and all of that. And hey, how good that's going to be great for our human animals that you work on today. When you say, imagine the sky is blue, they won't have any. We won't have any trouble doing that.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, that'll be easy. And Dr. Nels. You're farther east, but I think same thing. Are we sending this heat over? Are you getting it too? What's happening in your neck of the woods?
We've got a heat advisory. It really started yesterday a little bit, and it's still cooking its way up. Going to be in the upper 80s and in the low 90s tomorrow. And then it continues, the heat wave here continues through, they say, 9 p.m. Tuesday, and then it starts to cool off.
Yeah. So, well, you know what that means now, is you got to be careful about your animal friends and young children riding in the car and what you do with them and so forth. And outside, I had to get out this morning and water a few things and get water out for Robbie because, you know, he hangs outside while I do the radio show. And so you've got to make sure that you've got water out for your animals, for, you know, the critters all around you. And like what I have to start shifting. Normally I keep Robbie's water bowl, you know, right out front here. But on day when the weather gets hot and we get into the, you know, summertime weather, it's in the sun, you know, in the afternoon and so forth. And so it gets too hot. So watch the sun and what it does. So now is when I transition and move the water out of where, away from where I normally leave it and into an area where it stays shaded all the time. But also when it gets warmer, things evaporate faster. And I know a lot of somebodies use my fountain, out back. And I don't have cameras, so I don't know who comes during the night and drinks it and all that sort of thing. But I know the birds, you know, playing it during the day, and my birdie bath is getting extra workout, you know, with this warmer weather. So pay attention to, you know, water for everybody, shade, shelter. Make sure if you're taking your dog friends somewhere that you're test the pavement. or the blacktop so that you're not burning their old pads. If it's a 70 degree day, even with the windows partially rolled down, it only takes 10 minutes for the car to heat up enough to cook your dog. So you got to pay attention to that. And then I mentioned it last week and I mentioned it again today. If you have young children and you transport them places, and especially if your schedule changes and one of you is responsible for kids that you normally are not, then you're taking your, you know, just remember the sad stories we hear about, you know, someone had to take their kid to daycare and they spaced it and left them in the car while they went to work. So if you are taking your kids somewhere, you know, I don't think it's legal for them to be in the front seat anymore. In their car seats, they have to be in the back seat. So when you hitch them up and hook them in the back seat, put something next to them or with them that you cannot leave your car without. Might be your phone or your wallet or your something that you just can't leave the car without. So you have to get it out of the back. And that way, even if you're on automatic pilot and totally spaced it, you'll realize, oh gosh, I got the kid. And you won't have a disaster. So that's kind of my advice. So I'm wondering, Dr. Nels, Linda, Nathan, any of you think of anything heat related, that advice or tips that you've got that you want to share with everybody?
Well, I think you covered it pretty well. The water and the shade, anything you can do to give an animal shade is certainly great. We've got chickens, and of course, I've got a big 5-gallon water, which I keep in the shade. And yeah, so it is important to just be mindful that the water is going to go away fast in this heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just pay attention to the nonverbal signs, too, that the animal might be communicating, saying, hey, I'm getting hot. Like if they're maybe constantly staring at you and panting because like they're trying to cool themselves down, but they can't really cool down unless you take them somewhere cooler. I mean, be extra vigilant for those warning signs.
Oh, and I just had a flash. I'm seeing a lot of ads on, well, social media sort of thing, and news feeds for cooling beds for dogs. And it's kind of a new thing because there have been cooling mats. I got one of those a couple years ago. Robbie says, I don't know who, it's not, he doesn't like it. But these are like, look like regular dog beds. You know, they're cushion, have stuffing, and they look, but I don't know anybody that's had one or used one. So if anybody out there, if you've bought one of these cooling beds that they're advertising these days for dogs, let me know. I'd like a report on if they really are cooling for the animals. Because I don't want to spend a lot of money and buy one and have Robbie say, just like he did with the cooling
yeah,
mat.
Yeah, right.
I have some good news. There was bad news last week in the animal TV department because I've been a happy camper for weeks now watching the Jackson Galaxy My Cat from Hell marathons on Saturday evenings on Animal Planet. He is just the best cat behaviorist on the planet. I could watch his shows forever. He is absolutely brilliant. He works miracles for people and their cats. But last week they weren't on. I don't remember what Animal Planet was running. And so I totally, you know, was just like, oh, Saturday evening is not fun without Jackson. And so yesterday when I got home, after my, you know, long session, I didn't run and rush and turn the TV on because I didn't think he was on. I thought they'd stopped running him. And then when I did check, lo and behold, Jackson was back again last night. So another marathon of My Cat from Hell. So hopefully that's going to continue. And I will continue to be a happy camper on Saturday evenings because I get to watch Jackson. And so if you have cats or if you just like learning about animals, it's a great show to watch. I did want to touch base with you, Nathan.
Just in time.
Because you weren't with us last week. You were out doing your Bigfoot thing.
Out stomping around T-Mobile Park.
Yep.
Like I do on every Sunday home game for the Mariners.
That's what I want you to kind of do. Tell anybody that doesn't know, tell us about footy and you're Bigfooting around and when you're there and all of that.
Yeah, so what happened was one day I was just here at work and I get an email from the promotions department saying that they are in search of a Bigfoot for one of our clients and partnerships, Miller Lite, or Molson Coors, who's the parent company for them, and saying that they need a new Bigfoot for their events since our original one had moved across the country and they need a new one. They saw that I am very tall, walking around, and they said, would you like to have the gig? And I said, sure, I would love that. Didn't need to audition or anything like that. So,
Are you qualified, Miller Lite, just because how tall are you?
I am 6 foot six.
Yeah.
Or
so
5 foot 18.
You are definitely tall. Definitely tall.
I am. I do not have big feet, though. I only wear like a size 11. So for my height, I should be wearing like a 15 or something like that. But anyway, also, my last name is Miller, too, so I got that going for me.
Yeah, how
about
it?
Oh, that's right, Miller.
Yeah.
All right.
And so they are working on a, you know, campaign which involves Bigfoot and connecting Miller Lite to the Pacific Northwest a little bit more. So they got me suiting up in a Bigfoot outfit. And one of the things is going to the Mariners games every Sunday when they're at home. Before the game starts, I'll be down in the T-Mobile Park Pen, which is like their center field beer garden, and they open them up 2 hours before the first pitch, and I'll just be out there interacting with the fans, taking photos, doing Bigfooty-type stuff, or stomping around, dancing to the music, and maybe trying to startle some people a little bit, and just whatever we can do to help promote Miller Lite and create social media reels, too. You can find those on the Movin' 92.5, one of our sister stations' social media pages like Facebook and Instagram, and then also doing some advertisement on social media marketing campaigns for Miller Lite as well. So if you're ever scrolling through Facebook or Instagram and you get this ad that pops up and it has a Bigfoot in it for Miller Lite, well, I'm the one that's in that Bigfoot suit, and I hope that encourages you to go out and get some Miller Lite, too, because it is a great taste and less filling beer. So really good summertime as well, now that we're getting into that season.
Okay, so I'm a little confused. Now, so are you at every home game?
Every Sunday home game.
Every Sunday home game. But so you only do it on Sundays?
That's correct. Okay,
so there's no Bigfoot during the weekday games.
No. He only comes out of hiding from the woods on Sundays, and all the Sunday games are matinees as well, so they're usually around the time of Animal World, so that's why more frequently these days it's been kind of alternating back and forth between me and David, because pretty much every other Sunday or every third Sunday, for the most part, is a home game for the Mariners on Sundays.
Yeah, so guess what that means, folks? That means next week. It's Father's Day. Okay. And you single animal parent fathers, remember, you get to buy yourself a gift from your animal friends. So you can be thinking about that. Anyway, we'll celebrate Father's Day next week. And Natasha will be here, but Nathan will not. So Nathan's going to be stomping around the home game next Sunday, and David will be in. So have a great time next week.
Oh, thank you very much.
Any of you listeners, you're going to the game, go a little early, and you can find Nathan in the beer garden 2 hours.
As long as you're there before the national anthem begins, that's when you'll see me. Because once that national anthem is sung, well, I'm taking off the suit and headed out of there.
Uh-huh. All right. So we better take care of advertisers before we run out of time. Of course, phone lines are open if you would like a free remote treatment for your animal friends or yourselves or both. Give us a call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. But anyway, stay right where you are, because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here at Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, we've got our first caller we're going to get started with. And this is how I lost my voice. I wore out my voice yesterday working with these folks. We are going to head down to Seattle, where I was yesterday, and welcome Maddie to Animal World. Good morning, Maddie, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning.
And as you can tell, my voice is not the greatest today because I kind of wore it out yesterday with you guys.
I know. Apologies.
Oh, well, certainly not your fault. I'm still working through this allergy stuff. I know your husband Dominic's got allergies too, so he can kind of relate. Just so it looks like, you know, we won't have enough time in this hour to do everything we're going to need to do. So hopefully you've got time and you'll be able to hold over the top of the hour so we can get started with you now and then finish up in when we start the next hour. Will that work for you okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's fill everybody in. I came down to work with you because you've got an adorable puppy. And her name is Birdie. I love her name, Birdie. Isn't that a cute name for a dog, Birdie? And she's like 11, 12 weeks oldish. And she's an unusual breed, and it's that Italian sort of name that I can't ever say. So would you tell us, Maddie, what breed is Birdie?
Yeah, she's a Legato Romanolo.
Yeah, Legato Romanolo. And I can usually say it once and then I can't say it again. but they are, you know, they're not a real popular breed. They're not all over the place. Most people don't know what they are. So they haven't been inbred and overbred. And I can tell you from history that Maddie really did her homework in finding, they decided on this breed, finding a breeder in the state and checking them out. And I think they got a really, you know, responsible, good breeder that's breeding for temperament and conformation and all that sort of stuff, and got a great puppy. But the and the breed generally is supposed to be, you guys, really congenial and smart and easy to work with and train and all of that. But Birdie has got some, I think she's very smart and she's extremely sensitive. And we got some real unusual fear stuff going on with her. Fear of people, new people, of sounds, of anything new in the house. You know, bringing a bag of dog food and it's like, oh my God, it's the biggest monster on the planet. You know, I'm scared sort of thing. We had a really good session yesterday, and I was able to do some work kind of around her, but not really with her. I couldn't work with her the way I would normally work with a puppy because of this fear and sensitivity. We've got a submissive urination going on and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we kind of determined, Maddie, didn't we, when in talking and the history and we getting to the details, there was... You did some socialization with her with new people that probably wasn't the best way to go with her. And that may be responsible, but I really can't wait for Dr. Nels, for you to tune in to Birdie. She's dark in color. What color would it? It's kind of a really dark gray, blackish almost color, isn't she?
Yeah, it's a grayish brown.
And kind of curly coat, and you know, 11, 12 weekish. Are you? Have we talked enough, Dr. Nels, for you to get a connection with her?
Okay. Is there a type of dog in the face that she sort of looks similar to?
What do you think, Maddie?
Maybe like a Portuguese water dog or a doodle.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you know, that curly, fluffy. Could be a doodle puppy for sure. Looks like that.
Okay. Yeah. I need to activate my visual centers in my brain for this connection to happen. And that was just the right thing right there. So let
all right,
me check
good.
Here.
Yeah. So this is what we want to hear, Maddie.
All right. Well, first of all, there's a vibration of being vulnerable there, which of course makes total sense. Let me check in. Well, it is a little bit of a reflection for you, Maddie. So she's kind of being a little mirror for you in some area of your life where you felt at least at one time vulnerable.
Uh-huh.
And so there's some of that going on. But her being a puppy is probably part of just, you might say, her puppyhood growing up and something that set her off. So what I'm going to do now is tune into what do we need to do about it energetically. And then, of course, Linda will work with you if that's okay and reset whatever needs it. Okay, so I'm finding, definitely the fight or flight points that I use in my workshop are active here. So I'm going to start connecting those.
That, Maddie, that's what we wanted to hear.
Yeah, interesting.
See that he is right. Her body's telling him on the flight, fight flight mechanism stuff. So that's really good news, because that hopefully with you working with Dr. Nels and him on Birdie, he can get her balanced. And that now that you know what to do and how to do it, hopefully you'll be able to work through it very quickly.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm looking at the clock here, and technically we should be closing out hour number one and getting ready for Love Train. I'm stalling for a minute, Maddie, because Nathan's on the phone talking to somebody. All right, Nathan's coming back. I think looking at the clock, I think we are best to stay on time. Dr. Nels can continue doing the work on Maddie while we do the top of the hour. And then, Maddie, we're going to put you on hold. You'll be able to hear the Love Train and not what we're doing while you're on hold. And then when I'll start the 10 o'clock hour, we'll bring you right back up. We'll get a report from Dr. Nels on how this work is going with Birdie and anything more he can report. And then Linda can do a session with you if you like, and also Dominic if he's around and wants one. Does that sound
that
good?
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. So Nels is going to keep working on Birdie. We're putting Maddie in the hold chamber, and getting ready for love training, and we'll continue all of this when we start the second hour. So remember, I told you, dancing is required, folks. You don't get to sit this one out. This is to get our energy going and a little bit of exercise for the morning and to get our juices flowing. And through the love train, we're going to send love all over the country, all over the world. And you know, it's needed everywhere. There isn't a pocket anywhere that doesn't need love. And love and God's light, strongest energy on the planet. So let's just see it going everywhere. And I always energize up the love train music with the Ananda Yogi energization prayer. So here, and remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up with us and I'll come by and pick you up. Love train around the world. And here we go with our energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues right after the love train right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.